Este livro é o primeiro de uma série de histórias curtas escritas em inglês, a fim de ajudá-lo a melhorar as suas competências linguísticas. Foi escrito para ajudar os estudantes que têm dificuldade de expressarem-se em diversas situações usando uma língua estrangeira. Ao lerem estas histórias, eles poderão aprender palavras e expressões novas, melhorando assim o vocabulário expressivo e ativo. Nesta edição, você vai aprender a falar sobre o passado simples e o imperfeito em inglês. O livro é sobre um garoto que tinha um grande sonho de aprender a falar inglês. O protagonista narra os eventos que aconteceram na sua infância. Todos nós sabemos que ler, escutar, escrever e contar histórias aumenta a nossa capacidade de aprender línguas, inclusive o aprendizado da gramática ativa e a retenção de novas palavras. No final do livro, foram elaboradas perguntas a fim de ajudar-lhe a expressar-se melhor no idioma inglês.
Learning to ride a bicycle. The period when I began to study was very interesting and important to me. I remember that it was at this time where I also learned to ride a bike. I always wanted to learn to ride a bike, but as my parents never bothered to give me a bicycle, I didn't have the opportunity to learn before 7 years of age. I had some friends who were older than me and who already had their own bicycles. These friends were the children of a family acquaintance, an important councilman of the region whose name was Elpidio, better known as Nanim. I called him Uncle Nanim because he was a kind man and beloved in the region. During this time, he was very well liked. Everybody liked him. He was a politician who brought a little progress and dignity to that community. I remember the day I went to his house to learn to ride a bike. I borrowed a small old bike that they had and made many attempts. There were so many that I was even able to ride a bit in the yard, so I thought I could already take a risk and go down a slope that they had near their house. It was a real child's adventure, I thought to myself. I picked up a bike and prepared myself for the hill.